Jackie Lyon is in the studio with me tonight. She's a professor at Xavier University, where she teaches writing and literary courses. She's also a poet and author of a previous book titled The Marriage of Silence and Sin, which won the Independent Publishers Book Award Silver Medal. Tonight, we're going to talk about her second novel, which is titled Salty Miss Tenderloin. Jackie, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Oh, Barbara, thank you for having me here. This is a pleasure.
Delightful to be with you. Let's talk a bit about these people who inhabit your novel. First and main character has an interesting name. Her name is Starlight Knox, and she's the central figure in Salty Miss Tenderloin. Yes. She has a rough beginning in this life. So let's talk about just those years in San Francisco where she began.
Okay, Starlight Knox, I chose that name because I wanted to think about her destiny and her fate and to question whether growing up in this kind of environment, if she had control over her destiny or if she didn't. So I thought, what a wonderful name. It also references the Scarlet Letter. Hester Prynne, Hester means star. So there's some literary allusions there as well. But going back to Star, she was born on the gritty streets of San Francisco's Tenderloin District, in the thick of the psychedelic haze. Her parents were addicts. She was surrounded in a world of grafters, pill pushers, pimps, a horrible environment. But she came out of the womb fighting like an animal. She looked like an animal. She had feral green eyes. She had this wild mane of black hair that was untamed, and everything about her seemed untamed. Yet, those animalistic instincts and characteristics gave her the skill to survive on the streets. And I really wanted to bring that out. What skills do we need in different environments? And she always seemed perched and prepared to pounce on her predator. She wasn't able to defeat her predator all the time, but she was able to escape. And she escaped into books. And I find so much beauty in that. People who can escape and find answers in books. She found answers in Charlotte's Web, The Island of the Blue Dolphin. All the books that I escaped into and I found answers to at that age. And in that respect, this is a little bit autobiographical.
Well, as is often the case in real life, there's also a person in her life. He happens to be a policeman who is a real positive influence. And we see that throughout the book. And I think it is a saving grace in many people's life. And it is true to life to me in that way. At a certain time, she comes to Cincinnati. So what brings her here? And she has a very different life here.
A completely different life. And she comes to Cincinnati because by the time she's 12, her father has OD'd. He's died. He's from a very wealthy family in Cincinnati, and right smack in the middle of Hyde Park. The family had abandoned him years before because of his addiction. And when he died, his wife, Sue, sold Star to her grandparents for $100,000, a 33% attorney's fee, and she ended up in Cincinnati. She came to Cincinnati. Her grandmother was elated to finally have this beautiful, precious little 12-year-old. Well, when she arrived, she had matted black hair, dirt under her fingernails. She had been living on the streets all of her life. And to both her grandparents, she was an immediate disappointment. Her grandmother, however, found the strength to guide her as much as she could. She was a beaten down woman, so she really did not give Star the tools to cope in this new world. She was in a completely different environment that did have predators, did have demons, was evil, but she didn't have the coping tools. She had no way to be able to identify who's my enemy here, who's my friend.
And she was living with the enemy in her case.
She was living with the enemy, who was her grandfather, a very domineering man, and a grandmother who didn't have the courage to stand up to him. And she faced a societal enemy in the early young adolescence that she encountered. Because let's face it, a lot of adolescents aren't kind. And she was the different girl, the poor girl, the girl who came to Cincinnati wearing Tom McCann shoes and Bobby Brooks that were outdated. And she went into the world of Lily Pulitzer and Papa Gallo and had no clue what that was.
Yes. There are some pretty unpleasant characters, as you've pointed out in this book. And nevertheless, I'm sure that what everybody will be drawn to is one named Leo. So who is he in Starlight's life?
Oh, we all need a Leo, Barbara. Yeah. I've done a few book clubs so far. The new book just came out, but I've already done a few book clubs in Cincinnati. And immediately when I walk in, people say, I want a Leo. We need a Leo, which I find beautiful. This character is so amazing. He is an 83-year-old coffee shop owner. He owns Leo's Coffee House. And I kind of base, I don't know if you're familiar with Highland Coffee House that used, I don't even know if it's still here in Clifton. And I had that image in my mind when I was thinking about it because it brought me comfort when I was in college. But he's the owner of this. When Star's in college, instead of joining a sorority, she goes to work at Leo's. And that's her first real home. And through his broken English, he's Italian, and through his stories and through cooking, most importantly, he begins to teach her lessons in life. He teaches her patience. He teaches her how to love the good and the bad and the ugly about herself, to embrace the shame that she carries with her. For example, he compares her. One day he's talking to her about making Italian sausage. And he talks about the pig innards and all the horrible things that go into the sausage. But then you mix it with fennel and you mix it with these other wonderful ingredients. And you have this delicious Italian sausage. And he said, you can become that. And he taught her how she could become that.
I do want to talk with you a bit about these two genres that you write in. Because at the very least, poetry is the short of it. Novel's the long of it. Did you start with one and go to the other at a certain time? Were they always parallel processes for you?
I started with poetry. I've always wanted to write a novel, and I began about 10 years ago, and I predominantly do that now, in part because of time. I'm a teacher, I'm a mom. So right now I'm more focusing on the novel. I think at this point I enjoy writing novels more. I enjoy the ability to go into characters and explore the human condition. And I feel like I can do that much more in the novel.
Well, it's delightful to visit with you tonight. I thank you so much for coming, and we'll certainly stay tuned for whatever novel is coming next in your life and ours.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. This has been a delight, and I hope you enjoyed Leo, and I hope the readers enjoy and embrace Leo and Star.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've been talking with Jackie Lyon about her latest novel, which is titled Salty Miss Tenderloin. You'll find more information about it at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.